Do you feel stuck? Case study of a client who got unstuck. Do you feel stuck? Are you trying to do everything but you still are stuck at the miserable place instead of where you could be your best? If so, you are not alone. One of my clients used to be in constant survival. He could see that he wasn't doing what he really wanted to do with his life. He knew he loved to learn. Also, he loved to be in conversations about deep issues where he could distinguish, for himself and another, what they were looking at, deeply, precisely, and in a way that it altered life. He loved that. And he loved teaching. These were the activities he loved to do, and he hoped that people would, at some point, pay for it. Some did, most didn't, and my client was miserable. His misery was palpable. When he refused to do stuff he didn't like, for money, he could not pay his rent. Although he loved that he did that, he hated the result, poverty. When he did the money-making stuff, he was miserable too. So, predictably, he was miserable, 24/7. Fast forward, our breakthrough conversation, enter the vortex. What is the vortex, you ask? The vortex is an interesting phenomenon. It has the power to take you down until you reach solid ground, so you can kick yourself off in a direction of your choosing, or, if you flail, it can break your bones. You choose. Joe, not his real name, was trying to stay afloat by flailing away from the vortex, and it perpetuated his misery. By willingly entering the vortex, he allowing it to take him down to where he could catch solid ground. He could get to a new starting point, where he could design his business to include all the stuff he loved to do, and maybe none of the stuff he hated to do. So here is what Joe did, and you can do it too. 1. Joe decided to let go and stop calling things wrong and right. He stopped resisting, he stopped trying, and thus he stopped feeling stuck, because there is no stuck in reality. He said it and then he felt it. 2. He told the truth about how it is. You are complaining about it, so you can make a list of it, right? Without labeling it right and wrong. 3. He told the truth about how he'd like it to be, without calling what he wanted the right things. 4. He allowed the vortex to take him to a place where he had some time to look. 5. He decided to go in the direction of his desire. He resolved to create a business that makes money, a business that uses the stuff he loved to do. 6. He found the first action to do, and he made up the end result, goal, he desired to eventually attain. Fast forward a few years, he is now spending 90% of his time doing what he designed to do in a financially rewarding way. Do you feel stuck? Get in touch. Get coaching.